Jibba Jabba.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now an inspirational word from Jeff Conaway.
My grandmother used to make beer in the bathtub, and we would drink together. We'd sit there and suck on the hose and drink this deep, dark brown beer that she would make.
And how old were you at that time?
Oh, I was just a young boy. I was, you know, four, you know, three, you know. First time I got drunk, I was three. I drank a bottle of sherry.
You got drunk at three?
Yeah, but I drank a bottle of sherry.
Oh.
I thought it tasted like ice cream sodas.
The Don and Mike Show.
Liar. Drug addicted liar.
Hey, Rob. That's almost funny. He just reloaded the same song and I'm going to start all over again. I had a different song in there, and it's back to Hasselhoff again.
He loves Hasselhoff. It's his birthday.
You know, that's really not fair. That's funny, but that's not fair.
Well, I was focusing on the piece of tape from Jeff Conaway. You know, 3 years old, a bottle of sherry.
Mike,
think it would probably kill him.
Do you remember at three, do you remember even, like, weaning yourself from your mama's teat or anything at the age of three?
Yeah, I did so with bourbon.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's better.
Love this.
That's better.
Just a big box of OK. The Don and Mike Show.
The stuff Rob wanted.
I don't think you know him very well. And you called him a homosexual.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Wow,
yeah,
static.
It's you. Go ahead. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Sorry.
What the hell are you doing?
That sounds like the end of that movie. I already forgot. What's the name of that movie? That the end of the movie with the static.
Poltergeist?
No, no. The one that was just... Cloverleaf, right.
Oh, that's... I didn't see Cloverleaf.
No.
Hello?
Cloverleaf or Cloverfield?
Cloverfield.
Cloverfield, yes.
Whatever. Anyway, sorry, I was just getting out of the mall. The reason I called, I needed Mike and Rob and all your opinions. So, get this. I'm going to Iran for vacation tomorrow.
Nice.
And, yeah.
Smart. Good travel agent.
You still have your A-frame
What's
there?
What's that?
How's the fish in there? You got your A-frame there?
Yeah, I do. I'm actually going to go and visit President. I'm a dinner plate. But, anyway.
Yeah, all right.
Bye!
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. So long, smartass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He'll be fine.
Hey, guys.
Hi there. What's happening?
You know, I kind of give you a little insight on the Starve Sacramento Now idea, which you know, it's a fine idea from your perspective.
Oh, now, hold on a second. It's a fine idea, period.
It's already been implemented. I mean, listen, maybe
you know
not...
what? Everything that I heard yesterday, it sounds very sensible, very rational.
And yeah, let me enlighten you. Before you go on, let me just enlighten you
about it. I'm calling from 916. I'm calling from 916.
Hold on a second. This the whole idea of, and it really is not necessarily just Starve Sacramento. But
did we run
isolate...
this as a segment yesterday?
Yes, we did.
Isolate Sacramento. The fact is, Sacramento, if you'll notice, I know that the housing foreclosures and the job numbers are down across the country. But, well, quite frankly, that's really based for Sacramento. Now, listen, Sacramento, are you going to – did you invent this or did I?
Did I what this?
It was a replay. I'll tell you something Mike has not said publicly. He's already wiped out over 10% of the population.
It's the great unknown fact.
And if you like, you may be able to get on O'Mara's list.
Yes.
You know, many people are calling Mike the Oscar Schindler of Sandy.
That's right.
Sacramento.
You know, and unfortunately, you will not be able to be on the list because you have been babbling along as we have been talking.
You will be very, very rude. You will be starved to death in one of Mike's camps.
It will not be that. It will not be that slow.
Oh, not that slow. Oh, a quick one for this guy.
Oh, no, that's right. Starving takes a long time.
Yes, because with all that talking, you won't be a good worker.
Well, I'm talking because I'm calling you. I can't give you hand signals.
See, and that's a Weisenheimer comment right there.
We don't need that.
So that's I'm sorry. You're done.
Wowsy woozy.
Yes.
Didn't they know that campaign had already worked and you've already put that one away?
That's an NR.
Check the paper.
Yeah. No reprieve.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, radio guy.
Howdy, what's happening?
Just curious, that last clip you played about that guy getting drunk, since I have a tormented mind, could you play that with the bleep game? It could be excellent.
Can you understand what he's saying?
Something about the Jeff Conaway type.
If we play it, the bleep game.
What?
Play what?
What word would we bleep out to make it funny?
Just take out the alcohol and use your imagination.
I don't get it.
Oh, great.
Because they used a hose. And so the act you'd have to perform
with
the hose.
His grandma would have been drinking out of his.
All right.
Whatever. I guess.
Okay. Maybe.
Work on it and get back to us.
Might sound dirty.
I tell you what. Put it in a script form. Or at least send us a treatment.
Exactly.
Send us a two-page treatment.
I like that, a treatment.
Send it to our cottage. Send it to our cottage on the MGM lot.
Our bungalow.
That's in our bungalow.
With the success of Starve Sacramento, is there any coincidence that I'm getting a lot of emails from people in Lodi that are saying they're hungry?
Yeah. I never said it was going to be within that one geographical area.
Stockton.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Check the obituaries.
Awesome.
Hello.
Hey, where's your girl at?
She is still coming.
Still coming.
You mean we've got a stripper that's running late? That's
Hello. Hello, Donna Mike Show. What's happening?
I will tell you this.
What?
She's a technologically savvy stripper, and she has a GPS. And when I last spoke to her, she said her ETA was 4:11.
Oh, really?
4:11 p.m. Okay.
So she's got 4 hours and 11 minutes.
She's got the GPS in her stripper mobile.
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to get something for Rob for his birthday.
Oh.
I've recently come into a lot of money, and I was hoping to get Rob rent him a real Nazi for his birthday.
Rent him a real Nazi?
Yeah.
Like one of the young ones that's over there, like, bashing immigrants and all that?
What is this, like, apt pupil?
One that he'd have to take care of.
Really, if you were going to get Rob a real Nazi, that's what we'd... I think Don was onto something that you wouldn't want to get the current-day skinhead-type Nazi.
No.
You'd want to get a war criminal.
You got to get a WC, some guy who's in this country who nobody knows about.
One of the originals.
And really, isn't that Rob's dream, that movie, Apt Pupil?
Oh, my God,
yes. He would find a WC, and then he would say to him, "Now, old man, put on the suit."
Right. And then, you know, not because Rob didn't admire him, but he would blackmail him.
Yeah.
Just like the kid does in that movie.
And it would just be, I wouldn't know where to find him. Maybe he works at the radio station.
Unfortunately, though, tough, you know, now in this day and age, I mean, time's running out. Time is running out.
And I appreciate your generosity, sir, but I've looked into it, and it's a much better deal to lease a Nazi.
Well, better miles.
You got to have low mileage.
Interest rates are going down all the time.
I have a new one every year.
Don't you go to Nazi Max?
I do. They're excellent. You have a 3-day return policy. If I just go home and I say, "This is not the right Nazi for me,"
they give you another one.
Yeah, and also they'll take your used Nazis. No questions asked.
You can go to Eastern Berlin's, where your job's your credit. Eastern's Berlin's.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, it's for horses.
Hey, were you guys watching American Idol last night when Paula lifted her fat, chubby arms? She had sweat stains on her armpits. Did you catch that?
You know, I'm so down on Paula Abdul that I'm not looking at her.
Down on Paula.
Oh, baby.
Thanks, Donna.
Can you imagine that?
She looked like she might have had a little jelly belly.
Great hat.
A little belly.
The hat.
Her tiny fedora.
The hat made these dove-like hands ball into fists of anger last night.
Wow.
Absolutely. As she sat with her hat, a Paul Bear Bryant-type hat.
And her baby bump.
Baby bump.
Take a look at her little baby bump.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
I'm a day late because I listen on the podcast. I don't have an affiliate in my city, but I was wondering if you guys had ever gotten a copy of that Hitler and Larry King interview.
Yeah, we did.
We did get that.
Okay. Fantastic. I found one where it was on the web where a lady was talking about how funny it was before she played it, and she referred to the guy that played the guy that was voicing Larry King as Mike O'Malley.
I think we heard that. I think we heard that the first time we had the tape. As a matter of fact,
I apologize.
I wish that we could make everything work for you in the world of listening a day behind on podcasts, but we do like to cater the show towards those who are listening right now.
Right now. Live in the now, in the moment.
No offense.
Bye!
No offense, none taken.
Right now.
Friend.
Gotcha.
Right now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo, Mike Romero.
Those are our names. Don't wear them out. Hi there.
Hey, should I say, is it me just to fit with the demographic?
See, you tried to be funny. Mm-hmm. That's like saying, can I go into this theater and say fire?
Exactly.
Right? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes. Hi.
Hey, I love the show, guys. Hey, Mike, did you catch any of the replays from the Boston Dodgers game yesterday?
I didn't see any of it. No, and in fact, I've been really lax in watching spring training baseball. I haven't been as into it as I have been in past years. Who knows? Maybe I'm getting a bit smug with all the victories.
Oh.
Well,
you know, I haven't even made a prediction this year.
What, on how many games they're going to win the World Series
by? It's March.
See, and Don's like getting cocky too about mm-hmm. it. You know,
sure, Red Sox Nation.
Yeah, it's silly. It's silly. I maybe. I'm terrified. I'm losing my edge.
I'll tell you what I am getting sick of.
I'm going down to see a ball game when I'm down there.
I really am getting sick of seeing Brett Favre canonized. I mean, I thought that was emotional yesterday. I think I said that.
Yeah, right.
However, it seems to lose some of its feeling when it gets sliced and diced into 30-second sound bites, and then when they run the whole thing on ESPN and they run the whole thing on the NFL channel, and then you splice it in with the moments from his life, and it's like, Christ's sake, the guy didn't die. The guy's just not going to throw a football anymore. And
going to have a wonderful, probably one of the greatest sports to retire from, because for the rest of your life, you're a god. I mean, Sonny Jurgensen has proven that. I mean, it's got to be one of the most amazing existence. If you've played at a high level in the NFL, it's incredible.
The thing about football is that the NFL's like women. I mean, women are like trains. You miss one, the next one is 5 minutes away. The NFL is great because they have great players. It's been said many times. You don't necessarily love the players. You love the teams. You love the helmets. You love the uniforms. You love the fact that it's your team against their team. Trust me, if they go like 5-0 next year with this new guy, mm-hmm. people go, Brett who?
Right.
Yeah, he was good, but man, Aaron Rodgers.
How about this new
God
guy?
God damn, is he great. That's just how we are. So let's just say goodbye to Brett Favre, but let's not make it like the guy cured cancer, for goodness sakes.
Why are you mad at him? Why are you mad at him, Don?
I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at the fact. I know you are.
I'm kidding.
But and mad's not a good word.
Right.
Right.
I'm agitated.
I was just joking.
I know you were, but
that you really know.
Just try
let
to
it
continue.
All out. Brett Favre is retired. Let it go.
I'm okay with it.
I know. I'm joking with that.
But the TV people.
Right.
Right.
Now that I'm not okay with.
Right.
Right. I know.
And the NFL channel is doing the thing like, you know, when the weather channel or your local forecasters get a storm right? And they run the thing saying,
promo,
you know,
saying we
everybody said this, but we said this. Uh-huh. The NFL Network has got some stupid promo where they've got Steve Mariucci from like 2 years ago on the phone. And he calls up Brett Favre and he goes, hey, he's on the phone. He's actually watching the TV. It's like, you know, hold on a second. It's not like Jesus Christ has come back and called Steve Mariucci.
Well, I mean, in Brett Favre, like any professional football player, I mean, my God. What's he, 41, 42 years old? What's
Not
he, 39?
Something like that, yeah.
You know, he's a kid. Yeah. You know, he's got a whole life. And it's really great. What's he going to do? He's going to go to golf tournaments and have sign autographs the rest of his life.
Well, he's going to do nothing. That's what he said, nothing. And they ran that clip like a million times as well.
How about this? He's roughly my age.
That's right. Yeah. I would say your dream of playing in the NFL. Yeah. It might be time to put that away.
Maybe two seasons. That's it.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Call me Coach.
You Ford. Know, I can I tell you one thing about Brett Favre? I don't think he should have retired.
just all I'm saying to the media, just tone it back. Just turn the dial down just a little bit.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? With Brett Favre, it's the whole thing he had surrounding him. He's not like even other quarterbacks that retire. You know, he had that whole, you know, he's the ultimate team guy in your foxhole.
Yeah, but even now I'm
burned out.
I'm gay for him. And I'm like, man, just okay. Let the guy go.
But it's like CNN or the Weather Channel. They're so glad they have something to latch onto and run with for several days. It's something for them to talk about. Something to keep the needles moving for a while.
That's exactly what it is, and there's nothing else really going on in sports right now in that little dull period.
I guess so. Anywho, I guess all we can hope is that Roger Clemens gets his ass in trouble again so that they'll stop talking about Brett Favre.
Yeah, and that seems to have gone away also. You don't hear much about that investigation.
I thought they could drag his ass in front of court for lying, right?
I thought so. I think the investigation.
I think he misremembers.
It's been turned over to the FBI, so it's now not the congressional investigators. It's the FBI that are doing that now.
Mm-hmm. The FBI. You ever say that when you were a kid? I'm with. Are you with the FBI? Yeah. female body inspector. And I would always go like this when I was a kid. Like I was grabbing boobs. Female body inspector.
I got my trench coat.
Like I ever actually touched boobs at that point.
Well, we all lied about it, though. Sure. Yeah, I felt.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Dreamed, sure, I felt her up.
Dreamed about it.
Of course I did. I went up and down on her. That's what you would say. I went upstairs and downstairs.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Just didn't know.
That's right. Third.
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike show. What is third?
Yes.
First is making out. Second is feeling her up. Third is what? Foreplay? Finger play?
Lower cuddling.
Yeah.
Petting?
Yeah, heavy yeah, petting yeah. is
yeah,
third.
Third. You, and you know what third.
Fourth, heavy. Fourth base is all the way.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Home run.
That's right.
Home run, fourth base.
Fourth base.
Fourth base. What a fag I am.
He's a fag.
Fourth base.
Fourth base.
Gay, gay, gay,
gay. Who's on first?
And now at fourth base, here is Craig Wilson.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
No, he's the catcher.
If you get to fourth base, that means you've scored a point.
A baseball point.
A baseball point. A point in the game.
Baseball point.
Even Buzz laughs at
right.
that.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Points.
I went to a game one time with a guy. A guy who wore sweatpants and dark socks with tennis shoes to a baseball game. Wrong to begin with.
Very, very wrong.
Several levels.
And then after a couple of innings, he said, well, the Pirates are ahead by 2 points. Can we leave?
Uh-huh. 2 points.
And everybody in unison, 25 years ago, turned around and said, even
points.
Buzz, even
Joe.
Even No, not Joe. It should be fag.
He's a fag.
Right, even Buzz laughs at that.
Points. Come on.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Whatever.
What?
What? You got to get a new one. Get one of those cell phones they're selling to the old people.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Big buttons.
Hello there.
What's it called, like the cricket or something like
that? It's called
the
buzz. That thing, that big, gigantic, like only calls either 911 or your, or it calls like 911, your doctor or your husband
and
or
you
wife.
Can, it's got the keypad, so you can dial a phone number on it, but it's so easy to use. And you know, I love those union actors they hire that are the professional old people, and they always, even if the lady is 90 years old, she still feels it necessary to put on the old voice. They all do that, and they're the most annoying people in the world. Figured. I've seen these people, like at recording sessions for commercials, where they come in and go, hey, how are you? But I felt that I really needed to do that. So, and you see them on infomercials too. Where
it's true.
My husband and I fall quite a bit, yeah. So that's why we've got the new life alarm.
I would much rather see. Well, I find the bath fitter ads erotic because when they show the tub,
you mean call bath fitters?
Yeah, the when they show the tub that's got the door,
yeah.
that
yeah.
slides in.
Yeah, I have one of those. Hey, you know, I mean, why shouldn't old people have all the fun?
Right.
Get a lot of those ads during The Price is Right if you ever check in during
I
the
hate
day.
Showering. I like a good soak.
Well, that's how you get and clean.
Well, but, I mean, it's no, such a pain in the ass.
What these old people do is sit there and turn, in essence, you take a shower while you're sitting down.
Right. Yeah, well, ever since I pulled my hamstring, I thought it would be a really good idea to use that, and it's really, you can walk into the tub. I mean, how you know, really, for me, just lifting that leg oh so far, that 2 feet over the tub is ridiculous.
I can't afford it. That's why I put a task chair in my tub.
Oh, it's dangerous.
Task chair.
What the F is a task chair?
You know, like you buy for your computer.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I can swivel and soak.
Hello.
We have so many maggots. We have so many maggots.
Yeah, Joe. Hey, Joe. How about put the death thing on that guy's phone?
Okay, no
You've
problem.
Got it. Thank you.
Very good.
You made his day.
Very rarely just disqualify a caller. We do have the software that allows us to enables us to block calls.
Get rid of them.
Joe's happy to use it.
And that guy, that grease man guy, just got it. AMF, my friend. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Mike, it's the Jitterbug phone.
Jitterbug, that's what it is. I know it's some sort of insect reference.
I actually bought one of those for my mom, and she's actually pretty happy with it, except you buy like 360 minutes for the year. And, of course, she doesn't want to waste any of them.
Right.
So she used 5 minutes last year on her phone.
Yep, this the same thing. I've been through this.
I have, too. I mean, my mom probably uses that much time on a cell phone. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's so funny, though, because they make it easy to use. But, really, when you think about our cell phones that we have, they're relatively complex if you think of all the functions that most of them
oh,
have.
Oh, sure. Sure, sure, sure.
No, nobody uses all the features, but an old person would look at it and say, Well, I'm not sure. You know, I don't like that. I'm threatened by the fact mm-hmm. that it has all that stuff on
Speaking
it.
Speaking of minutes, you know what I'm finding to be a ripoff?
What?
Is with the OnStar hands-free calling. Yeah. And a lot of times, I drive through, like, Washington, D.C.
Right.
There's a rule. If a cop sees you on a cell phone, mm-hmm. he can pull you over. It's a hands-free rule in the city.
Right.
So I bought this thing on OnStar, and it's like, do you want 100 minutes? Do you want 200 minutes? Or do you want 10 minutes?
Yeah, they do that on OnStar.
And I'm like, gee whiz, how much do I use this thing? I don't know. Give me 100 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, $40.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking, hold on, this has got to be a ripoff, right?
Right.
I look at my cell plan, and I'm thinking, mm-hmm. what kind of minutes do we get on the cell plan?
For the same month.
And
$100 usually somewhere in the ballpark of unlimited.
Right.
It comes down to the same basic thing that I come to all the time, that the biggest way that we're being ripped off and we have our whole goddamn lives is with the telephone and with communication,
mm-hmm.
whether it's with satellite or telegraph.
Because we don't bitch about it.
Right. And you know why? Because we all grew up like watching Leave It to Beaver when Beaver Cleaver called out to California to talk to Don Drysdale
mm-hmm.
because it was a long-distance, person-to-person call.
Uh-huh.
It was like $85.
Right.
We've all had an experience like that in our lives. Mm-hmm. Back then, on an $85 bill, they made $84.50 worth of profit.
Yeah, right? This is, and they would justify it by the infrastructure that has been put in place to lay down the phone lines and to put that in there and to have the people that repair the lines and to keep their big operation going.
Just give me some OnStar minutes cheaper, please, for God's sake.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be somewhere, if you're going to offer a service that's supposed to be hands-free in case of an emergency, make it affordable, please.
Right. I agree.
Stop raping me with these phone things.
Is that really what they offered? Like 100 minutes for
$39.
$39?
For $39.
39 right. cents a minute.
And yeah, and you think about it, you think, well, if you're driving in D.C. for 20 minutes or something, I mean, how much money is that, Rob?
That's 40 cents. That's $8.
$8
yeah.
right there.
Yeah,
a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Hello, that's meal number two at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Any old people in your life still flip out if you call them long distance and they think they're wasting your money?
Or collect.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of my brother. Now, my brother is one of the people, I know a lot of people out there can relate to this. He is on such a tight budget that his phone, to make sure that he does not get in trouble by his request, he cannot make long-distance phone calls on his phone.
You can get that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people do that, and that is, I mean, that's so you police yourself.
Right.
Because he's afraid that, you know, if he gets on the phone with someone for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So the deal is, like, if you're at his house or something, he says, well, the only way you can really call anybody is
collect.
Call collect and then hang up.
Yeah,
and they know that that's the sign to call back with.
Right. And that's the way I remember being in college. That's mm-hmm. the way we kind of played those games.
What an effing ripoff, though.
I know.
I mean, it was a ripoff back then. It's more of a
ripoff. Well, do you think it's a bigger ripoff than, say, gasoline?
Yes.
Really?
You know why? Not that I don't have any names to drop here, but I know a guy that, like, 20 years ago, you know him, too. Friend of ours went to Russia and was one of the guys that, like, fiber optic the whole world,
right?
At least that part of the world, Russia, that part of the hemisphere.
Wendell,
he was telling me exactly. He was telling me, literally, you're laying down this stuff that caught. You make a one-time investment.
That's what it is. You bill that much, recouping the investment, and then it's a pure profit. It's like building a bridge.
Yeah, he said absolutely. Really, you could charge people a one-time fee. And you make enough money to have money for the rest of your life. But why would you charge people a one-time fee when we've already been trained
to
pay for long distance and now to pay, well, less for long distance, but we're still getting gypped on that, hugely gypped.
Yeah, and that's because they did it, and that's why they have the big money, and that's the way it will always be.
It's such a racket. I think Buzz can probably even back me up on this. Up until about 3 years ago, every phone bill, you were still paying a certain tax on the Spanish-American War.
That's true. Really?
And they just discovered it like 3 years ago. It was a 100-year tax.
Well, here's what do we do with our phone bill? What do we do with the gas pump? What do we do with all this stuff? We don't think about it.
We pay it.
You go in. You go into a store where you're going to buy clothing, or you go even to McDonald's where you're going to buy a burger. You know, and if they raise the, what if they were to double the price of a burger that, and you ate there like twice a week? You raise holy hell. You would go out of your mind.
Dollar menu, Mike.
But as far as gas is concerned, as far as the phone company,
what are you
even
do?
To a certain extent as far as your cable bill, you kind of go, okay, that's what it is. It is what it is.
Gas
you
know is
what?
The worst.
You're right about that as
Direct
well.
DirecTV the same way.
Same thing.
DirecTV.
Cable TV.
Good God.
Cable TV, DirecTV. I'm naive enough to – I bought DirecTV 13 years ago when it came out so I could get the NFL thing.
Right.
And I remember 13 years ago. Now, of course, everything with technology changes. Mm-hmm. But at the time, it was like, the dish is going to be $1,000.
Right.
And you're going to have to pay an exorbitant fee. And now, you know, like everything else, it's like, incidentally, all the dish and everything, free.
No charge.
You know why? Because it's always been worthless. It's just that they were able to get the money out of you before.
Yeah, that's it. And now they want to get their hooks into you, so you have the programming for a while.
Yeah.
Now, you know what?
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Sure, boy.
It's funny you bring that up, though, because you're going to be hearing, as these months continue, a lot more of this stuff, because people are getting a lot more sensitive to all of this crap, because we are, you know, wake up. I mean, you can call it a recession, you can call it not a recession, but the fact is everybody is starting to feel this.
Yeah.
And,
Home budgets, you know, and
all of a sudden the prices that we have probably taken for granted, I think people are going to be paying a lot more attention to, because it's just, you know, the example that you use of the phone companies, it's the perfect example. And what do they do? You know what? I've always said this to people. If you want to see the people that rip us off the most, number one in America, watch your television and watch who advertises the most on the TV. Your insurance companies, your phone companies, your car companies. That's the
prescription drug companies.
The drug companies. Well, the people that can pour their money into the advertising.
They all rip us off, but it all comes back to me, the phone company. It always has.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why was it that for a while you could call across America for $5, then it became $2, then there were phones for a while that were talk anywhere in America for $25? I'm talking about payphones.
Because they make it up. They pull it out of their butts.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm saying. God, stop jerking us around.
And you know what? I'm a person that believes they're not the only ones that do it. I believe there are a lot of other industries that pull it out of their butt, that make it up as they go along, because you're dealing with such astronomical profit.
The phone company's been doing this the longest since you got.
So you're saying it's just the phone company? Would you give the gas companies a pass?
Really? I hate it when people say to be honest, because I try to be honest at all times.
Right. Wink, wink.
I think, the oil companies rape us. But at least they show their profit statements every month, and you know how much a barrel of oil is going for.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, because they're still producing. That's what your point is.
Product. Right. And the phone company, do you ever see what it costs for a gallon of phone calls?
No, you can't hold it.
No,
in
you
hand.
Don't.
Right. That's a good point. I understand your point. What I look at the pure profit, that's when I say to myself, you know, really, this is, you know, is this really. Yeah, I understand.
How do you know the pure profit for the phone company?
You don't know that. No, I'm with you on the phone company. I'm just saying there are other companies out there where the level of profit is so astronomical, and everyone says, "Hey, it's a free system. It's the capitalist system. It's the United States of America." Mm-hmm. But it seems hard to take when I'm listening to the radio and hearing a news report about, another jobs report comes in that sucks. Oh. The prices in everything are going up with inflation.
Don't listen
to
the
radio. We're in a recession, and I go up and I fill my car up, and I'm like, well, why isn't this affected by everything else?
Yeah.
Because it never is, and it hasn't been for 8 years.
So if we're going to make a stand, let's make a stand about telephones. Seriously.
I'm with you. I'll make a stand on anything.
Let's make a stand about telephones.
Mm-hmm. You going to stop using a telephone?
I will if you will.
I was thinking, you know, what if...
I'm such a liar.
You hear people talk about this all the time.
I'd be the last to do it.
You hear people talk about it all the time. If Americans were cohesive enough to get together for one day and boycott something for one day, it would throw these companies into a tailspin. But it'll never, ever happen.
No.
Not in this country.
Be great for one. It would be great. It would be the best FU in the world if we as a nation could come together for one day. Jeez, I mean, you know, this is where it gets ridiculous. This is where you sound like a preacher. Seriously, if everyone in this country gave $1 right now, what would that be, $300 million?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, could we fix our schools for $300 million if everybody in America gave $1? I think everybody in America, even the poorest people, if you went to them and said, everybody's going to give $1.
They'd be willing.
Everybody would give $1.
If you had a situation where you were mad at the phone companies and we realized we were being overcharged for these, and you said, all right, for one particular day, we're going to go for one day, and we're going to spend half the day not using the telephone from so-and-so. You coordinated with every media outlet. It was a big campaign. Do the same thing with the gas pumps. You know, you say, one day you're not going to fill up. This is not, you're going to have an empty, you're going to have a car on empty.
They've tried this. And you got to coordinate people. And maybe it's, we got to get to the point where, like, that guy, like, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore.
Right.
It's not, a lot of people thought it would happen at $2 a gallon, $3 a gallon, $4 a gallon. Like, look at your freaking phone bill now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think that you make $100 worth of phone calls? Do you really think it costs $1.50 to text American Idol to tell them what you're going to vote for?
Absurd.
Right.
Do you really? That's pure profit, you saps.
It's, hey, it's the way it works.
And I'm King Sap. I'm one of you.
And what you hear.
I'm a gigantic thing of sap that comes out of a tree and goes on your pancakes.
You hear this around you, though, that everything's falling apart. Meanwhile, there are these certain businesses where, hey, paying $150 for air, you know, for something that's already been put in place. Mm-hmm. The phone company gets it. The gas companies get it. There are industries in this country that get it. And it's not like they're going to be able to fix this because, you know, I don't think that it's their responsibility totally to fix this. But it does seem to me that there's an awful lot of money going into the pockets of these companies while everything's kind of crumbling. And I think they ought to share a little bit of the pain.
Seems to me.
Just a little bit of it.
If you can get unlimited texting. For $10 a month,
uh-huh. Right?
It must cost them half a penny.
Right.
Oh, if that.
Seriously. God, why not just bend me over?
That's what we're doing. But, Don, they're constantly developing new technologies.
Sure they are, Mike. Sure they are.
Just like the oil companies, they're constantly figuring out new ways to get us out.
None of that Jetson stuff is here.
No, you got your iPhone.
And I had to get a book for dummies about how to work my iPhone. That's great. My iPhone is fantastic. It's not that. It's the fact that if I text somebody, it costs me $1.76 or whatever the rate is because I didn't go for the $25, $59 a month for unlimited texting.
What was your phone bill last month? You pay for some other people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I do, too.
I got a lot of people on my
plan. I pay for my kids.
And thank you, Mike.
Yeah. Rob, my pleasure, Rob.
I tell you, my phone bill is about $100 a month.
Yeah. Really?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
A little over for me.
I think so.
Isn't the iPhone actually cheaper to run once you buy it?
Wow.
I don't know.
$100 a month?
I don't know. I think it's about $100 a month for my phone, maybe. I don't know.
Congratulations.
I called a lot of people. Was that good?
I think it's fantastic.
Very good.
Might be.
Mine's a... Last time I checked, $1,500 a month.
That sounds like my son-in-law.
You should look into that.
You must be getting porn on your phone like my son-in-law was.
I thought it was free.
That's what he said, too, and I didn't believe him either, Mike.
No, they get you all over the place.
Hey, where's your girl?
You know, even though it's cold outside, summer is here.
Great.
Hey, man. Summer's arrived.
Let's celebrate Robbie's birthday.
Get Buzz's new studio all set to go.
Are you ready to receive Buzz?
I'm ready.
Yes. You enjoy that birthday, Robbie.
Yeah, thank you, President.
All right.
Hear that sound? Listen, you know what that is? That's the sound of about a half million belt buckles hitting the floor right now.
One of the mine.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.